Hello, it's Ruth here. I've just returned from my week's holiday in Cornwall, and there were lots of things that just made me think and reflect about holidays and about laying your head in different places. And I just really want to just share with you just three thoughts I had. I went to Cornwall with my daughter and my grandson and my son-in-law, and we had a most lovely time. The weather was a bit changeable. It was sunny some days and cloudy the next, but we had the opportunity of just being together, and we went in the camper van down to the beach and cooked on the beach. It was just really lovely, actually. A lovely unexpected, I think, experiences. So that was good. But I just want to share with you three sort of incidences. One more, well, most mornings I would sit in the porch. It was the only little sheltered space, and I'd be there with my breakfast and my cup of tea. And I said to my grandson, "This is my thinking spot." And while I was there on this one particular day, on the Wednesday morning, it was absolutely howling. It was really, really windy. It had been raining early in the morning, but the wind was very, very bad. But as I sat there in the porch, I was sheltered from it. It was the building itself was built in 1730, and the porch was still original. And so I sat on the slates, and I just listened to the wind, and it was just really in my little peaceful spot, my quiet spot, to hear the wind just howling around was yeah, it was quite something. And it just made me think of Elijah, sort of when God was passing by the mountain. He came in, all different guises, and yet it was in the stillness that God, that Elijah really felt God near to him. And I think in that moment, even though every morning I sat in the porch, it was on this really, really windy and blowy day that I just felt so peaceful, that I was safe in this bubble of peace. And it just made me think about how often do we really get that in our lives. We live in a very chaotic world, and sometimes it's not just the wind that's blowing around, it's everything that's blowing around us: relationships, the political situation at the moment. And I just thought, this is what people yearn for, is a bubble of peace. So that was that I wanted just to share with you. The second thing I wanted to share with you is that in this porch, every morning I would look up, and I don't know why I would look up, but I looked up to see an empty swallow's nest. Now, this swallow's nest was made again this year. It was fresh mud, and it was empty because the birds had flown off. But I was just in awe yet again of how these little swallows, and I haven't seen many of them this year, to be honest, but how these little swallows can come back to the same nest every year when they have flown 3,000 miles. And there again, there's something about God's protection in all that, that and guidance, that the swallows are guided to the precise spot again each year. I find that absolutely remarkable. And I just thought, this nest is waiting for them for next year, and they'll probably spruce it up a little bit with a bit more mud. But I just reflected on the fact that even though the swallows had left their nest, that it will be here waiting for them where ne next year, all being well, that they're not injured in the meantime. And the third thing was, I wanted to just share with you an experience I had with my grandson. There was a beautiful damson tree in the garden, and one day we picked some damsons. A lot had fallen after this wind, a lot had fallen on the ground, so we decided to pick them up and make a damson crumble. And some were on the trees, and we were a bit short, so I went on the tree just to get hold of them, and they were enormous damsons. And bless him, he had a bowl there, and there was something there in just being in partnership with him, which is it's not very doesn't happen very often that. And grandma and grandson just collecting fruit together in this very, very simple way, it just there again brought this bubble of peace to me. And I think I just want to share with you that even though I just had 5 or 6 days away, a bubble of peace surrounded me. And it was in that moment, in those 3 moments, that I felt really, really blessed. That time sitting in the porch, just listening to the wind. I felt blessed as I could reflect to look up to the swallow's nest, and just to think about the peace and the growth that's happened in the last few months with the swallows, and now they've flown away. And that peace and that joy just picking up damsons with my grandson. And I just want to thank God that just taking a few days away can be so enriching. And so I don't know, my prayer for you today, and indeed for the rest of the weeks and months ahead, is that you also will find a bubble of peace. And I hope that when you do find that bubble, it doesn't burst too quickly, that you can just rest and just feel renewed and just feel that peace of God surround you, a peace that is beyond all human understanding, but a peace nevertheless that brings hope, that brings joy, and that brings love. Take care, and we'll speak again soon. God bless. Bye.